Tuesday's parliamentary election if her fellow co-leader Isaac Herzog is elected. Ruth Lieberman, founder of the Yes Israel Foundation, maintains Levny doesn't have a following.
Never happened before that one party puts up two heads.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There is no announcement today on Secretary of State.
That was the President-elect's White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, on Sunday. Trump himself as an CEO, Rex Tillerson, is his choice to be Secretary of State. And Trump says he'll make the official announcement sometime later this morning. There are also reports that Trump is going to be nominating former Texas Governor Rick Perry to be Secretary of Energy. And yesterday, another one of Trump's previous rivals had a meeting with him in New York. Here's USA. Joe Gomez.
Carly Fiorina says she had a productive meeting with President-elect Donald Trump.
And spent a fair amount of time talking about China.
Fiorina reportedly is in the running for Director of National Intelligence.
Reports are federal investigators will soon announce that overloaded electrical lines were behind the Oakland warehouse fire that killed 36 people. This is USA Radio News.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
We need to disembark the passengers. Okay, roger, standby.
That's audio between a pilot and the tower after a plane safely lands at JFK Airport following a bomb threat last night that was called into Lufthansa headquarters. The headquarters notifying the captain of the jet who made the decision to divert to the New York airport.
We have to get some buses out here, and I don't want to hook up the stair truck, but we have accommodations for people and personnel.
Lufthansa Flight 441 had left Houston. It was on its way to Frankfurt, Germany when it was diverted. Some 500 passengers evacuated. The plane taken to a remote area where a search turned up nothing, but the investigation continues. A man suspected of shooting two police officers in Northeast Georgia overnight is now under arrest. These two were shot during a traffic stop in Livonia. The shooting's coming less than 24 hours after two other Georgia officers were shot during a drug raid. All of the officers expected to survive. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch claims she wants to shine a spotlight on hate crimes, especially against Muslim Americans. Here's correspondent Terry Moore.
At a mosque in Northern Virginia, the Attorney General noted a spike last year.
A 67% increase in hate crimes committed against Muslim Americans.
Lynch said hate crimes are a stain on the nation's soul.
When one of us is threatened, all of us are threatened. When one of us falls, we all have to help. That is our obligation. That is our commitment.
She called hate crimes and targeted harassment a violation of the nation's common humanity. In Washington, I'm Terry Moore.
Golden Globe Award nominations have been made public as we hear from Jennifer Pulsoni.
The movie musical La La Land, starring Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, leading all film nominees with 7 nods, including Best Movie Comedy or Musical. That's along with 20th Century Women, Florence Foster Jenkins, Deadpool, and Sing Street. Best Movie Drama, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight.
That's respect.
But Chen, 6 nods. NTV, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, 5 nominations. The Night Manager, 4. Golden Globes will be presented January 8th on NBC. Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon emceeing the event.
And tonight, Dolly Parton's My People Fund will benefit from a telethon on a number of networks to help those who've lost their homes to the Tennessee wildfires. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. You're listening to 100inchamberradio.com. It's 11:08, time for Chamber Radio weather. It's currently 38 degrees with sunny skies here in Flemington, New Jersey. For the rest of the day today, partly sunny skies with a high of 40. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 26. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 39. Wednesday night, low of 19. Thursday, there is a slight chance of snow showers with a high of 25 degrees. Thursday night, also a slight chance of some snow showers, low of 11. Friday, a high of 24 with mostly sunny skies. Saturday, snow likely before 1 o'clock, then a mixture of rain and snow in the afternoon, then turning to all rain after 2 o'clock, cloudy with a high near 38. Sunday, rain likely, things tend to warm up a little bit, cloudy with a high near 47. That's 100 in Chamber Radio weather. And it's now time for some things about money. Here on 100inchamberradio.com, I'm Michelle Heidi, with me Joe Patton, both certified financial planners with Patton, Heidi, and Associates. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Michelle. Just doing fine. And the market continues to do fine as well.
We hit a new psychological point, did we not?
Yes, we did. And people are just so enthusiastic about what's going on with the new Trump policies, which are very pro-business, and even his appointments to his cabinet are successful business people. And I find it kind of funny that the opposition is taking the tack that these are evil people because they're successful in business. Well, you know, a lot of the skills that business people bring to government are very useful, especially the skills of negotiating very hard deals with the opposition, whether it be establishing partnerships or getting something that's really in their business's best interest and not in the interest of the person they're negotiating with. Kind of like what goes on in international politics, no doubt. So we're going to have to see how all of this translates, but I do like the backgrounds of these people. Whether or not it will work, I suspect it will, but I do understand what the opposition is feeling right now. It's just another excuse to complain, but I'm not complaining about the markets right now, Michelle, because the Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently at 19,859. That's up 63. The S&P 500 is up 9.9. The NASDAQ is up over 55 points. So that looks very good. Good in Europe as well. The DAX is up 0.8%. The FTSE is up almost 1. The CAC in France is up 0.8%. Looking at Oil is close to flat, down 14 cents a barrel to $52.69. Gold is really the one that is down larger, down almost 0.6%. That is $6.60 an ounce to $11.5920. And the 10-year Treasury yield close to where it was at the open. Right now it is at 2.471. So that is the update.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe.
Lots of stuff to go over today. We're looking at earnings. Corporate earnings are doing a little better, especially with the expected tax reform and the recasting of many of the international trade deals, which everyone hopes would work out much better for U.S. businesses and workers. Mm-hmm. So, investors really expect S&P 500 earnings per share to grow by roughly 3% in the fourth quarter. If that's achieved, it would mark two consecutive quarters of EPS growth. That would be the first since the fourth quarter of 2014 to first quarter of 2015. Energy sector, well, they've reported eight consecutive quarters of year-over-year earnings per share declines, and expected to post another earning per share decline of 0.6% in the fourth quarter. Although the energy sector has been the largest anchor overall, the S&P 500 company earnings over the last several quarters, its negative effect really has appeared to be receding based on the embedded facts and information that we're looking at. Year-over-year earnings per share growth declines have gotten steadily less worse since the first quarter of 2016. Additionally, since September 30th, the price of West Texas Intermediate oil has increased from $48.24 a barrel to $53.25. That's an increase of 10% during the fourth quarter. Importantly, the price of oil is a main driver of energy earnings, and the improvement in oil prices over the quarter should contribute to the sector posting its smallest earnings growth decline over the last eight quarters. As a result, 20 of 36 companies in the energy sector have seen an increase in their mean earnings per share estimates over the fourth quarter, according to FactSet. Of those 20 companies, 13 have seen an increase of 10% or more in their mean earnings per share estimates. With improving earnings growth expectations out of energy companies, the sector could be dethroned as the largest detractor to S&P 500 corporate earnings in quarter number four. That unfortunate title may go to telecom, as the sector is expected to see a year-over-year earnings per share decline of nearly 23%. So, that is the one downside. But when you take a look at gasoline prices at the pump, you can see that the turnaround is imminent.
Absolutely. All right. Wow. It's time to take our first break. And then we've got lots of good information to cover when we get back.
It's another type of loss and gain, I think.
Yes, exactly. All right. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. offices located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100inChamberRadio.com. Again,
yeah, sure.
This is Michelle Heidi, and with me, Joe Patton, both certified financial planners with Patton, Heidi & Associates. If you need to get in touch with us, you can always call our office, 908-713-6600. Before we go back into the show, I wanted to share some upcoming events with our listeners. It's hard to believe I'll be talking about January already. Holy mackerel. So on January 10th, over at the Pink Breast Center, I will be presenting a workshop called Picture Your Prosperity. It's really a fun workshop. It's interactive, where you can come out and learn more about putting together the big picture of your financial plan. And I'll share with you some tips and tools as far as putting your financial house in order. I know January is a good month to do that because that's when everyone wakes up on January 1st, and getting their finances in order is one of the first things after the gym that they look to focus on. So again, that's January 10th.
And if you don't want to wait for that, you could always give Michelle as a Christmas present to any of your children, or maybe even a spouse that may be a little bit of a spendthrift and you're trying to get them under control. Not a bad idea.
Absolutely. And believe me, I will never put you on a budget. We will discuss expenses, but I will never tell you that you can't spend money on certain things. But once we sit down and prioritize what's important to you and we work through the numbers, then you'll come to the realization yourself on certain areas that you might be able to cut back on, certain things that you can continue to do, perhaps not as often. But we're not here to put you on a strict B-word budget where you can't still have fun.
And you know, Michelle, before you get into your activity there, I'm looking at all of that great information you have to share in a moment. I just wanted to make the point for those who have been looking at this rally after the election results came in and saying, okay, well, all this stuff is going on, or maybe I'm in cash, maybe I missed it. Really, should I be putting money in now? Right now, we really don't know, but I can share one thing with you, a little historical tidbit. If you recall, and I know the vast majority of listeners would not, so listen closely. When Ronald Reagan was first elected, there was a great relief rally. Everyone was enthusiastic about pro-economic, pro-business policies, and all of these wonderful things were going to take place coming out of the malaise of the Carter years. Well, yeah, the market went up. It went up a little bit over 8%. Wow, short period of time between the election day and the inauguration day. But after the inaugural event, the market corrected a little bit over 20%. So, you know, have faith, be patient, because the realization actually sets in that as good as these policies will be, it's going to take time and resources and energy for them to fully develop and reach their fruition. So when the markets realize that, hey, you know, we got a lot of work to do ahead in order to make these things work, there could be that event that you can take advantage of then. So just be prepared.
Exactly. There's a lot of kind of a sense of euphoria and some greed going on out there right now.
Oh, and we are so, as we say, overbought, and it's been so long.
Exactly. Not that we're trying to be Debbie Downer here, but again, you have to look at the big picture, look at the facts, look at the history. And so don't beat yourself up if you took some profits and have been sitting in cash for a period of time.
And if, by the way, we do get that big correction, just remember that every single one of them that you've lived through your entire lifetime, they've fallen into the same way. The market recovers and it has gone higher. So usually when you get these and you don't do something, it's a lost opportunity. It's not a negative event if you stay patient.
Absolutely. All right, before we get back into the swing of things, I also wanted to share another event coming up in January. On Wednesday, January 11th, from 8 to 9:30 a.m., over at Raritan Valley Community College, hosted by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Somerset County Business Partnership, Opportunity New Jersey. So Opportunity New Jersey and the collective work that they're doing to advance reforms to make New Jersey more affordable and competitive. Two speakers will be veteran banker Thomas Bracken, who's the president and CEO of the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce, and Michelle Sikirka, president and CEO of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. So that's definitely an event you do not want to miss. So reach out to the Chamber office, 908-782-7115, to register for that event. I know that there is limited seating, so you want to sign up sooner than later. And if you're dying to know what Joe and I look like, you can meet us there because we will both be attending that meeting. All right. So let's see, where shall we start? Well, I figured I would do a little bit of a recap. A few weeks ago, we had Marianne Bauer and Laura DiMarzo on our show talking about collaborative divorce. And so I wanted just to share a few things from a financial perspective for those of you that might know someone that is contemplating divorce or perhaps even starting some of the initial phases of going through divorce.
And collaborative divorce is really not an oxymoron.
Exactly. When it works, it can work extremely well. And again, as we shared on the show, it doesn't work in every situation because there are certain circumstances where unfortunately it doesn't make sense, but in many cases, it's definitely worth exploring. You know, so some of the things to keep in mind is that, you know, and here I have to talk about the B word again in terms of budget, because when you are going through the process, you have to fill out a case information statement. One of those items is what your family expenses are. And so you need to have an idea, at least an understanding of how you're currently spending money, because that's something that is looked at, because when you're living together and you have one household to cover and then you are apart, you now have two households to cover. So it's important to understand what those current expenses look like and then an idea of how some of those expenses may change post-divorce. You also want to compile your monthly bank statements, locate all tax returns filed jointly and separately, and make copies of those. Make sure all of your taxes have been paid. Check any safe deposit boxes to make sure there's no information in those boxes that you might need. Avoid large purchases that may cause financial complications. Yes, all of us know at least one person that went out and bought all kinds of toys prior to going through a divorce, thinking, oh, let me just spend all this money. Well, guess what? That probably isn't the smartest idea. You never want to move out of your home before consulting an attorney. Don't transfer or give away jointly owned assets. Never sign any document until your attorney reviews it. Extremely important. You also want to focus on looking ahead, not back. You want to rework your long-term goals. This can help plan for your future while you manage your daily needs. So once you get through the divorce, again, you want to go through income, expenses. Are you going to have enough to support your family, or do you need to start looking at other options that are out there? You want to take a look at what you own, a list of all of your assets, their value, whether they're owned jointly or separately. Which assets do you really want, and which ones are you willing to let your spouse keep? You want to deal with liabilities. You know, for instance, will you be able to pay the outstanding debt on the assets you keep? You want to assess your and your spouse's liabilities and obtain credit reports. You also want to know and be familiar with the employee benefits that you or your spouse are entitled to, such as life insurance, health, disability, if you have children whose health insurance plan will be used to cover them. And then in terms of child or spousal support, will you be paying or receiving child support or spousal support? Other financial considerations, should any beneficiaries change on your life insurance policies, investments, IRAs, etc.? Will the divorce decree provide a payout? If so, will a qualified domestic relations order be used? What are the tax consequences of support you may provide or receive, such as spousal or child support? How will you handle your tax return, depending on the timing of your divorce? Will your home be transferred to either spouse as part of the settlement? So, as we've talked about many times on our show, life can change, life happens, life can change at any time. So, our approach to financial planning in divorce situations is expressly designed to adapt to evolving needs. So, keep those things in mind. Again, if you have any specific questions or anything related to your personal situation or a friend's personal situation, feel free to give our office a call, 908-713-6600.
Well, we have other information to talk about, not just divorce, but if there is a loss of a loved one, yes. Some of the things that you should be doing in the event of that, and if you were to inherit money in the event of the loss of a loved one or someone else that you happen to know that thinks or thought kindly of you, what do you do then? So,
yep, absolutely. I mean, you know, I had a situation just last week where someone passed away and the spouse is trying to figure out what needs to be done. And, you know, as we're going through an emotional process, you know, as people, we like to stay busy so that we don't think about some of these things, and we just want to get everything done as quickly as possible. Yes. Well, first and foremost, don't feel like you ever have to rush through getting anything done. You need time. You know, the saying, time heals all wounds. You never want to make any major decisions after the loss of a spouse or a loved one. Here are some of the first steps you should look at doing right away. Again, just to at least start the process. You want to contact your attorney to review the will and start the estate settlement process. Obtain copies of the death certificate, as well as your spouse's last Social Security and Veterans Benefits statement. Gather important documents and financial records, such as birth certificates, marriage certificates, life insurance policies, so that you can transfer assets, close accounts, and complete other tasks. Locate all of your usernames and passwords for electronic accounts. Contact your insurance agent to assist you with the claims process. Contact spouse's employer for information on filing for benefits, especially health care. If you're 60 or older, determine if you should start taking Social Security spousal benefits and whether you need to file an estate tax return. Look at retitling jointly owned assets into your own name. One thing you want to make sure that you don't do, because unfortunately there are some really nasty people out there that go around reading the obituaries every day. And if they found out that your spouse worked at ABC Company, they might call you and say, "Hi, this is so-and-so from ABC Company. We're just verifying your benefits, and we need your Social Security number." Red flag. Never, ever, ever, ever give out your Social Security number to anyone on the phone. They will not ask you for that. If you're going through the actual process of speaking to a former employer, those types of things, you know, these are people that prey on people's emotions.
And they are so convincing when they get to
the phone.
They
are. They really are. And it's just, it's disgusting.
True.
So actually, don't even pick up your phone, because the people you want to talk to, you can call yourself. So don't even pick up the phone, because it could be one of those people. In terms of reviewing your current financial situation, reviewing income, taking a look at any proceeds that you might be getting from life insurance policies, making decisions regarding investments and retirement savings accounts, things of that nature. You know, it can take up to a year or longer after someone passes away before you start feeling emotionally ready to take on major decisions. That's why it's okay, even smart, as mentioned, to wait until you're ready to make any financial decisions that aren't imperative, such as selling your home. You want to take some time to think about the goals you and your spouse shared and decide how your goals as an individual may change. You also, similar to what I was mentioning before in terms of divorce planning, but these are also things to go over in the loss of a loved one. Have you reviewed and changed beneficiary designations? Have you filed appropriate tax returns? Have the tax consequences of gifting monies to relatives and charities been considered? Have you evaluated your tax filing status? Do you need to address credit situation or establish separate credit? Things of that nature. So again, it's a very difficult time emotionally. Rule number one is never to make any major financial decisions during that time. Again, just like people prey on the loss of a loved one in terms of trying to access your Social Security number, other personal information, unfortunately, there are also a lot of people out there that will try to sell you things that you don't need, whether they're related to investments, whether they're related to, you know, just about anything. So again, just, you know, stay true to yourself, surround yourselves with your friends and your family and the professionals that you have your relationships with, and take things day by day.
All good advice. And when we come back, we're going to have more good advice as to what to do if you are on the receiving end of an inheritance. You are listening to Some Things About Money.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I couldn't be more grateful that someone of Rex Tillerson's proven leadership and accomplishments has been willing to step forward to serve our nation.
Vice President-elect Mike Pence commenting on the Trump announcement via press release this morning that Rex Tillerson is the Trump choice for Secretary of State. Also commenting, former Trump rival and now a candidate for a post herself, Carly Fiorina.
He's led an extremely successful company. That company has been generous and impactful all over the world.
Fiorina is reportedly under consideration for Director of National Intelligence. Rapper Kanye West and President-elect Donald Trump had a meeting at Trump Tower this morning. Afterwards, the two posed for pictures, and Trump explains the two have been friends for a long time. They didn't discuss what they discussed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
It is 11:33 and time for Chamber Radio weather. It's currently 38 degrees with sunny skies here in Flemington, New Jersey. For the rest of the day today, sunny skies with a high of 40 degrees. Tonight, low of 26. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 39. Then things get cold. Wednesday night, low of 19. Slight chance of some snow showers. Thursday, high of 25. Slight chance of some snow showers. Thursday night, low of 11. Friday, a high of 24, but at least it will be sunny. And then on Saturday, it looks like we might get some snow until things warm up in the afternoon with a high of 38. Sunday, it looks like we will possibly have some rain as well, but things will be warming up again with a high near 47. That's 100 in Chamber Radio weather. And we're back to some things about money here on 100inchamberradio.com. And as Joe mentioned before the break, in terms of things like managing an inheritance, it's considered one of those sudden wealth events that, you know, obviously can take place during a highly emotional time, and in many cases can create more financial stress than it relieves. You know, you'll never regret taking a little time to decide how to use your inheritance wisely. We all know someone that received an inheritance and spent the entire inheritance within a matter of weeks. So it's about making smart decisions and taking your time in making those smart decisions.
That's true, Michelle. It's not unlike winning a large amount in the lottery. People are unprepared for it, and they do things that they regret later on.
Absolutely. So an inheritance can arrive in many forms. Before you make any major financial decisions, you want to make sure you talk with your attorney, financial advisor, and tax professional who can help guide you with making some of those initial decisions. You'll want to find out what types of assets and what are the values of the assets that you'll be receiving. You know, things like house, other real estate, business, stocks, bonds, retirement plans, IRAs, life insurance. You know, the timing of the distributions. When will the assets be available? Will you receive your inheritance immediately, or will it be distributed over time? Tax implications. What taxes might apply to these assets? Are there any inheritance taxes? Are there any federal inheritance or estate taxes? Income taxes, you know, things like IRA accounts. If you take a full distribution and don't roll it into an IRA, an inherited IRA account, you have to pay income tax on that amount. So things that you want to know in advance prior to taking possession of any assets. You also want to think about your future goals. Identifying your financial goals can provide important cues to managing your new funds. If you received an inheritance from a spouse, partner, or other close family member, you might want to consider how you might carry out a legacy or continue shared goals. Additional possibilities for your inheritance: adding to your retirement savings. You can never have too much money for retirement. Managing upcoming income and estate taxes. Paying for a family member's or your own education. Helping out loved ones, contributing to a favorite charity, setting up a trust or foundation, paying off debt. Added wealth can come with additional tax, insurance, and estate planning implications. So with things like insurance, for instance, if you inherited expensive jewelry or artwork, you may need more property and casualty coverage. You may also need more life insurance to help ensure your beneficiaries receive a greater portion of your estate after taxes. You also might need to be considering things like umbrella liability to cover any gaps in your insurance as well. You also want to revisit your own estate plan, things like updating your will to accurately reflect your wishes. You know, if your new wealth is significant, you want to meet with your attorney sooner than later. You also want to consult your financial advisor to help you develop a strategy to minimize estate taxes for your beneficiaries. And if you don't have an estate plan, shame on you. Obviously, you want to get one sooner than later. Things like charitable giving. Identify how you plan to share your inherited wealth with loved ones or donate to a charity. You always want to make sure you document all gift transactions as well. So a lot of things to think about in regards to if you are on the receiving end of an inheritance before you just go out and spend it all. You want to make sure that you thoroughly understand the potential tax implications, how it's going to affect your own estate, and then really taking the time to sit down and look at your own goals and how you might be able to put the inheritance to better use for you and your family.
So obviously there's an awful lot of information to take in and to think about. If you need somebody to walk you through all of this, or quite frankly, if you just want an outline of all of the things that Michelle has discussed as it relates to death, divorce, inheritance, give us a call at 908-713-6600. We'd be more than happy to sit down with you, walk you through as it relates to your situation, and help you determine what it is you need to be doing at this point because of these events. Michelle, let's do an update. Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently at 19,878. That's up a little bit over 78 points. Taking a look at the S&P 500, it's up over 11.5%. The NASDAQ currently sitting at 1373. That's up about 0.3%. Looking at the DAX, well, hit the 100-point mark, up 0.9%. The FTSE, 1.9%, continues to move higher, 82.28. The CAC, that is up almost 0.9% at 41.77. Gold prices, well, let's go to oil first. Oil is still down, but only down 4 cents to 52.79. And gold down $5.30 an ounce to 11.60. Let's see, 10-year treasury is now unchanged at 2.479. That's the update. Another update we can do is looking at the Ameriprise Global Asset Allocation Committee recommendations. I know we do this periodically. Mm-hmm. People are always interested in how to build a portfolio. Now, of course, this is all general information, has nothing to do with you specifically, your time frame, your goals, your risk tolerance, your needs, your tax situation. That would all have to be addressed. But if we're looking at it, a general portfolio structure, right now, as far as the United States, well, we like the United States a lot. We're overweight there, pretty much about 7.5% over what the normal allocation would be. So the Global Asset Allocation Committee is recommending about 60.5% as a weighting in U.S., Canada, 2.2%, United Kingdom. Like Canada is an underweight position at 4.2% of the portfolio. Europe, excluding the United Kingdom, you know, we're looking at their recommended weighting of 15.4%. Latin America, the Middle East, Africa, you know, we're not even having that on our radar screen at this point. Asia Pacific, excluding Japan, 11.8% in equal weight allocation. Japan itself, we're equal weighted, underweight at 5.9%. So that's what the Ameriprise Global Asset Allocation Committee is currently looking at.
All right.
And we want to make sure that we do have a well-balanced, diversified portfolio, because you have those black swan events that periodically jump up. And remember, diversification is a methodology that we use to limit the risk to the investor by structuring their portfolio in a way that you do not have all of your eggs in one basket. So whenever you're looking at diversification, don't think that somehow you're going to outperform the S&P 500 index or any of the other indices, because that is not the intention. In fact, if your financial advisor is generating a return far and away above the major indices, you better start questioning whether or not the level of risk that they are taking on your behalf is inappropriate, because if that is the case, considering we appear to be in overbought territory, any correction could be swift and onerous, and you do not want to be sitting there at excessive risk because someone got too aggressive on your behalf. So, let's see. What else are we going to be talking about today, Michelle? Oh, I had one thing I could talk about. After the election, there was a poll taken by the Financial Services Institute. The people that you're relying on for giving you investment advice also vote. And I know financial advisors, especially in our office, spend an entirely huge amount of time generating information, gathering facts, whether it be domestic or globally, so we can put together portfolios for our clients that, in our case, where we try to meet the client goal, looking at your risk tolerance, looking at your time frame, looking at your needed rate of return to successfully achieve that goal. And financial advisors in general overwhelmingly voted for Trump to become the 45th president of the United States. And that, again, was according to a post-election poll released by Financial Services Institute. Of the 1,300-plus advisors polled, 71% voted for Trump, 19% for Hillary Clinton, and 10% for a third-party candidate, or declined to say who they voted for. The reason that's significant is because these are not undereducated people who have no experience with what's going on in the world. So when you hear that, you know, the undereducated or however they were described by the Clinton campaign, that is not the case at all. In fact, I guess if you were looking at the number of millennials who voted versus baby boomers, it was probably about half the amount. And I don't happen to think it's very intelligent not to vote in any election.
Absolutely.
So you're like typing away over there like there's something that needs to be addressed. What are we missing here?
Well, just checking, perusing the headlines. Well, I do have some really good news. If you haven't already heard that the oldest American, Adele Dunlap, here in Hunterdon County over at the Country Arch Care Center in Pittstown, turned 114 years old yesterday.
Ah.
That is just amazing. And she looks great for 114. Holy moly.
I don't
know. So that's
even
pretty cool. Just
I
goes to show you
that
our county continues to be that. One of the healthiest places to live, and people live a long time here. That's
yes,
pretty
they do.
Pretty cool. So some positive news, because there's not always positive news out there.
Well, I've always believed that Hunterdon County is the best place to live in New Jersey.
Absolutely.
And it's also one of the healthiest places, evidently. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was looking at some of the best schools, top 100 high schools in the state, and I believe all three of the county schools were ranked, which is always good to know. So, tax dollars at work.
Uh-huh. Let's see some other headlines. Nintendo reveals concept for Super Nintendo World attraction. Ooh. Let's see.
And there was the one that we saw on CNBC before we started the show that made it difficult for us to actually not fall out of our chairs. And that was after talking with Trump, Bill Gates says president-elect could be like JFK.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't get it either, but okay.
I don't get it. Let's talk about Hatchimals. Those are like the hottest toy this year, I guess. These things are going. Like, people are trying to sell them on eBay and some of these buy-sell trade things for like over $300? Like, seriously? Like, I remember when I was a kid, Cabbage Patch dolls were the big thing, but there's no way I would expect Santa Claus to use that kind of money for something that, you know, a couple months later when it's no longer a trend. That's just crazy. You know, so Hatchimals, I guess their normal sticker price is maybe somewhere around $50, but people are going out and spending top dollar for these things, and I'm sure, you know, 2 weeks after their kids get them for Christmas, they're going to be under a bed and someone's going to forget about them. But anyway, I'm much more about experiences and not stuff. Who
yes.
needs more stuff? I don't need more stuff. I want to be out and do
I
fun
agree.
Things.
Unless, of course, we're talking new cars. But that's just me.
That's you. That's you.
Yeah, well. I think we're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we will be discussing a little bit more of things that are in the headlines. And, well, I was going to go with some by the numbers, but, you know, maybe we'll
Talk about how 401k plans are going to change next year.
You know, there's going to be a lot of that. And, you know, one of the big changes had to do with the fiduciary rule that I have been beating to death on this radio show as far as us being in favor of it. And quite frankly, a lot of people are now talking about the possibility that the Republicans will somehow do away with it. I can tell everybody listening that we will not be doing away with it, and Ameriprise will certainly not be doing away with it, because we feel that that is the most appropriate standard for financial advisors to live by when working with their clients. But Michelle, I'll have more as it relates to your 401k plan when we come back.
All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Some things about money.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
All right, we are back to wrap up today's Some Things About Money here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. As we mentioned before the break, 2017 promises to be a year of change for retirement accounts, more automation and regulation. So the maximum amount that you can contribute to your 401k plan won't change next year. It will remain at $18,000, but plans will change and modernize in several other ways. Though about 40% of Americans, yes, 40%, have no clue what's going on in their retirement accounts. That is very scary.
Yes, it is.
The assets saved within those portfolios will determine how comfortably most people will live for the rest of their lives. Yet, so many Americans are not saving or not saving properly. So financial firms, technology companies, and government agencies are weighing in now, and experts say the future is full of potential for people and their retirement accounts. So here's what will change next year. More employer-sponsored retirement plans will have auto-enrollment. Automatic enrollment has had a positive impact on retirement savings, mostly because people are less likely to opt out than they are to opt in. So it's easy to push those things off. It's even easier for retirement, which is very long-term goals, and it's not that, you know, short, quick, fixed, instant gratification. However, when new hires were auto-enrolled in their 401k, 91% participated, as opposed to 42% who voluntarily enrolled, according to 2015 research from Vanguard. There will be more companies jumping into an auto-enrollment feature, as well as re-enrollment for employees hired prior to auto-enrollment. So that would be the ideal plan, which I think is a fantastic idea. When companies automatically enroll their employees in retirement accounts, they're crossing off yet another thing on a person's to-do list. People may also not feel as though they're losing the amount of money they're placing in a retirement account because they adjust to what they get in their paychecks without it. It's the old pay yourself first, folks. More than half, or 56% of companies, said they offer automatic enrollment for their plans. Usually companies will choose 6% as the amount to automatically enroll, and any less could be a disservice to employees as they might not increase their contributions in the future. Robo-advisor Betterment's retirement plan arm, Betterment for Business, now serves 401k plans at 300 companies. They're going to use their digital platform for its employees, who can sync external accounts for a big-picture view. Accounts, the 401k plans, as well as taxable income, investment, or individual retirement accounts on Betterment's platform are viewable on mobile devices, which is something that folks expect to see more of, because most people don't walk around with their laptop all day long, but they're attached to their cell phones at their hip, and by being able to have that access via an app, and Ameriprise actually has that as well, they can check their accounts on a regular basis. So most companies and more companies will focus on the technological approach to retirement accounts. When you look at things like robo-advisors, it's funny, when I hear the term robo-advisor, I think of like these robots walking around with these laptops
Danger
in their hands. You know, those are the digital platforms, mostly for retail investors. And we'll probably start to see them developing some employer-sponsored plans. You know, the employee in a 401k has the same issues as any other investor. They're not different people, but they don't have the help and assistance in investments or savings decisions that they would have outside the plan. And then, last but not least, the new set of guidelines for retirement accounts in April, thanks to the Department of Labor's fiduciaries rule, which requires all advisors act in their clients' best interest on retirement accounts, including 401k plans, as well as individual retirement accounts. This also includes things like rollovers. Fees, which have been a drastic impact on how much money a person has in their accounts at retirement, has been the target of the regulation, as well as which investment products an advisor can recommend. Though there was speculation that the rule won't go through when Donald Trump was elected, experts say now that it probably still will. So whether you have a 401k or an IRA, it may be worth discussing the rule. Well, hopefully you've already discussed the rule with your advisor, because your advisor should have already been discussing that with you.
Well, I'm sure a lot of the advisors are out there, you know, making sure that they get these conversations in place before the activation date, because it's going to be more difficult to make product recommendations to your clients who are retirees or who have retirement accounts. And what I find interesting, and Michelle and I, we talk about this all the time, is that a lot of the products that they're pushing hard right now also are the ones who pay the highest commission.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there might be any relationship to their activities in that?
Yeah, I had someone come in the other day who turned 59 and a half, and she got a phone call from a quote-unquote investment expert, that you should take half of your retirement plan out and put it in a safe investment. Let's put it in a safe index-based annuity. Let's put it into two safe index-based annuities.
Yes.
Red flag, red flag, red flag.
I remember, because annuities were one of the products that originally the Department of Labor fiduciary rule was going to eliminate as a potential investment for retirement funds, retirement rollovers. And they weren't going to do that unless there were some grounds to it. It's not like they hate the product because it starts with an A or ends in a Y. It's that after careful consideration, taking a look at the internal structure, the expenses, the restrictions, and the tax inefficiencies, they just deemed it inappropriate for the majority of retired Americans. Well, there was a great uproar by the industry that forced the Department of Labor, after much lobbying by politicians and potential loss of, let's just say status, they made adjustments in their treatment of annuities and things like non-traded REITs, and decided that they will continue to allow them to be sold, but only if you, the consumer investor, sign off on a form that puts all of those features and benefits of the product in one place. And you can review it, and it'll talk about the fees and the restrictions and the tax inefficiencies. And they will have you sign off on this, basically saying that you understand that maybe it's not really in my best interest and it has all of these things that I really don't like, but I'm going to buy it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Just understand that until the rule takes place, they don't have to put that disclosure in front of you. So be afraid. Be very afraid.
Buyer beware, as always. Always read the fine print. Don't be afraid to ask how much someone is being compensated on certain products.
Yeah. You know,
if they start
they
to squirm
to
in their chair,
you.
That might be a red flag.
They need to tell you.
They have to tell you.
What they're being compensated. Do not be afraid to ask that question.
No. No, absolutely. Yeah. The more with Joe and I, the more questions you ask, we appreciate that. We want you to feel comfortable.
Yeah, we've been working under that fiduciary standard for many, many, many years, and the DOL ruling is just going to expand the level of obligation and disclosure that we have with our clients. So that is a good thing for you, the consumer, and all of this nonsense about how, it'll eliminate advice from being made available to the general public if they're not large enough investors. Well, I got news for you. It's called online. It's called robo-advisor. There's plenty of information out there if you want to look it up, and you don't have to pay for that information. That's the beauty of the Internet. It's free. So anytime you hear this, grain of salt, please. It's really self-interest that's going on. It's not in your interest that's going on.
All right. So again, folks, a couple changes that will take place for 401k plans next year. Keep those changes in mind. And again, if you have any questions that you want to run past us, again, feel free to use this as a sounding board, 908-713-6600. It's time to wrap up today's show, Hard to Believe. So run out and grab your Hatchables. Just kidding.
Buy them in Hunterdon.
But buy them in Hunterdon, exactly. If you're going to spend lots of money for your Hatchables, buy them here in Hunterdon County. Don't forget to buy local, buy Hunterdon. We'll be back again next Tuesday, same time, 11 to noon. Thanks for tuning in to Some Things About Money. Have a great day and a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I couldn't be more grateful that someone of Rex Tillerson's proven leadership and accomplishments been willing to step forward to serve our nation.
Vice President-elect Mike Pence commenting on the Trump announcement via press release this morning that Rex Tillerson is the Trump choice for Secretary of State. Also commenting, former Trump rival and now a candidate for a post herself, Carly Fiorina.
He's led an extremely successful company. That company has been generous and impactful all over the world.
Fiorina is reportedly under consideration for Director of National Intelligence. Rapper Kanye West and President-elect Donald Trump had a meeting at Trump Tower this morning. Afterwards, the two posed for pictures, and Trump explains the two have been friends for a long time. They didn't discuss what they discussed. This is USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the